I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, let's get into it this morning. Police in Washington State arrested two, not one, but two Papa John employees Friday for allegedly selling cocaine out of the restaurant. The investigation into the Papa John's location started back in December, so they've been doing this for a while. Police say undercover detectives were able to buy cocaine from the employees on four separate occasions. A spokesman for the sheriff's office said, quote, they'd order pizza and go out and wait in the parking lot. The employee would bring the pizza out, and in the box would be the cocaine. Undercover detectives would tell employees to give it extra olives.
Oh boy. Was it a Burger King?
Burger King, yeah.
Guy who said, ask me to give you your fries extra crispy and I'll sprinkle some weed in there.
Hey man, I want my fries extra crispy. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, they ended up doing that and that was their code word. Authorities seized cocaine, ecstasy, marijuana, oxycodone, LSD, meth, and $28,000 in cash. I need to get into the pizza business.
What if you were just a normal person that wanted extra olives? You had no idea that this was going on, but when you called to make your order, you asked for extra olives, and then you open your pizza and you get all these drugs.
I don't know. That's a good point, because some people like,
yeah,
I get olives.
Yeah, how do you know who really wants olives and who wants drugs?
And how do you even reach out to do that? Like, hey, does your particular location offer extra olives?
Yeah, it's super weird.
The five suspects are between the ages of 18 and 26. A 39-year-old Russian woman named Alexandra got pulled over in Florida last month. The cops clocked her doing 101 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. And when he asked her for a license, she went into her purse and pulled out an unwrapped, half-eaten burrito. She claims she only had one glass of champagne about 8 hours earlier.
It must be an Alexandra thing to love champagne, because that's me too, and that's my name. But you know what's weird is that you said she's Russian.
Yeah, but she's here in Florida, yeah.
Well, Alexandra in Russian is Sasha. That's my name in Russian, so I'm surprised that they're not saying her name is Sasha.
Was this you? Were you in Florida?
No, but I know that because when I used to work at Sephora, we had this Russian customer and he would always call me Sasha.
Hello, Sasha.
Yeah.
I can't talk Russian, but if I could. So she went in her purse, pulled all that stuff out. She claims she only had that one glass of champagne about 8 hours earlier, but the cops found an empty mini bottle of wine in her purse. This lady wasn't playing. Another one in the center console and a third bottle that was about half full. She took a breathalyzer test, blew more than twice the legal limit, and ended up with a DUI. So that's not good. And your final Dummy of the Day story here, let me give this one to you. It involves a Greensburg woman. She's in some big trouble.
Been accused of an all-night crime spree. Our news gathering partners at the Greensburg Daily News tell us that Teresa McConnell is now facing 10 criminal charges. According to court papers, she allegedly tried to break into a house, was driving a stolen car, then stole a motorcycle, broke into another man's car, threatened him with a knife, and then offered him sex for money. Police eventually caught up with her as she was driving a stolen lawnmower.
Well, that's a crazy lady, right?
Hey, Joe.
There. Yes.
I think we have a phone call, line one.
Okay. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
What can I say? I got a little bit of a need for speed.
Wait, is this a lady we just talked about? You're the one that was like riding the lawnmower and stuff like that?
If it ain't green, it ain't a real machine.
Wait, are you on your lawnmower right now?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say, but
We can clearly hear you're on your lawnmower right now. You're not even hiding it right now. So what happened? You went crazy. You went around. You were stealing stuff. You offered a guy to hook up or something like that. What's going on?
I'm just a redneck woman. I've got some things that need taken care of. Know what I mean?
Are you single right now, or what's going on with you?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
All right, well, so are you out of jail now, I guess, then? It sounds like, I mean, you're on a lawnmower. Can you hear that, producer? I'm okay, she is clearly on a lawnmower.
That's what it sounds like.
So did you steal another lawnmower?
I got my lawnmower, and I'll go to your lawn so you can fertilize me.
Okay, all right, we're going to let you go. I don't think anybody needs a fertilization there. Thank you. Wow, that was an impressive lawnmower right there. All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.